Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Most dangerous place you've been, AJ?
Silver Spring Shores in Florida. Ooh. They have this boat tour that goes through like areas with like alligators and things like that.
Oh.
And the lightning storm came out of nowhere. Because, you know, Florida, all of a sudden, it's like there's a lightning storm. Lightning bolts are hitting trees all around the boat. Trees are falling into the water. Alligators are now coming into the water. And our boat guy is going, talking with the monkeys. Hey, monkey, come here, monkey.
Slow down. You're in a boat. The trees are coming in.
You have a tour guide who's taking you through. He's also the guy who's piloting the boat.
Yeah.
We're all scared assless in there.
Let's get out of this
boat.
It's
a metal boat.
Yeah, it's a bad
time. In the water.
Gotta go.
Bolts, and all he wants to do is try and get the monkeys to come to our boat.
What's he saying now?
Hey, monkey. Over the loudspeaker, we're like, stop with the damn monkey! Get the goddamn boat back!
Monkey!
My mom was going to crack
First of all, what monkey is going to hear that and say, oh, he's calling us, let's go?
Right, exactly. Monkey's like, idiot.
I'm not going over there.
Yeah,
Have you seen the lightning?
Where's some feces? That's it. I'm going to throw it at him. Yeah.
So, yeah. Is that a dangerous place or is that a dangerous situation?
Oh, it was dangerous.
If you were there the day before.
Well, no, because the alligators are coming into the water.
Okay.
And they're in that area. It's a dangerous place.
All right. I don't know. That sounds like a dangerous situation.
I'd say it's dangerous situation / place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look for most dangerous place you've been.
Okay.
Monkey.
I didn't know they had monkeys in Florida.
Oh, yeah. No, there's Silver Spring Shores, yeah.
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 It was in the tour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Dan?
I feel like when I was a substitute teacher at West Haven High School, I would always see, I would see kids, like, smashing their fists into lockers, and one time this kid had blood dripping all down his hand. At one time I was subbing in the shop class, and these kids were throwing nails at me.
They're
on the desk with hammers. Like,
Wait a minute. They're throwing nails at you, and then they're drumming on the table with hammers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That could be.
They're going, kill the teacher.
That could be
the last thing you hear.
Right.
Yeah. And it wasn't just one kid. Like, a nail would come at me from the left, and then I would turn, and the nails would come at me from the right.
No.
I was taking fire from all sides.
Right. Yeah. That's dangerous.
Where's my nail gone? Fire back.
Ken in Newington.
Hey, the most dangerous place I've been is Newark, New Jersey. I used to deliver canceled bank checks down there.
Oh,
it's nasty over there.
And the area that we used to go in, there was a layover of like an hour and a half. So the guy that was training me, we're going into a convenience store one day, and he opens the door and you hear pop, pop, and he shuts the door. He says, okay, we're going to have to come back later.
Oh, really? They're busy right now.
Piles of garbage in the street that you got to drive around.
Yeah.
And then we went to a Wendy's, and they come across the street and try to start stripping the van.
Nice.
So he always told me,
while you're in it,
they don't care.
Yeah. He had the men doing that route for years, so he was kind of blind to it. You know, he was an older guy.
Yeah.
But he said, don't ever go in that bar across the street. It was called the Paradise Club. Lincolns and Cadillacs parked outside and everything. And in this neighborhood, I mean, that was unbelievable. And so one day I said, you know what? I'm going to go in this place. I opened up the door and everybody stopped doing what they were doing. And
that's not a good sign.
The owner Mabel says, what are you looking for? I said, how about a Budweiser?
Nice.
He says, you're coming in to drink? I said, is that okay? Is that going to be a problem? I said, I leave my truck across the street. I got an hour and a half to wait for. I got to pick up and then go back up.
Are you in like a security guard uniform?
No, I had just, a little courier dispatch. You know, I was a courier.
Okay.
And she says, all right, yeah, come on and sit down. It ended up being probably the safest place in the whole town. Except for one day when the Steelers were playing the Giants and the Steelers intercepted up, and I said, yeah, go! And everybody was like,
well, that might list as one of my scariest, most dangerous places.
Right.
I went to an Islanders-Rangers game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yep. Those people just want to punch.
Bath.
They just want to punch people.
Bloodbath.
They just want to punch people. All right, Ken. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
On Cherry Street in Waterbury, One time I was driving down the street and there was this crowd of people, and one guy across the street, he picked up this big old hacksaw Jim Duggan board and he walked up to this crowd of people and he just knocked one of them over the head, and then everybody just scattered and I stepped on the gas and I drove.
Right. Well, you hit the leader, the rest scatter.
Yeah. It's like, all right, it's time for me to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Scott in Norwalk.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Good
morning.
Thanks for taking me. Hey, Oakland, California.
Oakland.
Oh. What year?
Yes, we went 2007, 2008. Went to a Raiders game out there both years. And we decided to take a ride, and it wasn't a good ride. We were approached by probably about a gang of 20 people, and they wanted the car.
Oh, man.
And it was a rental. Yeah, so... Oh. I just took off, and they scattered.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we didn't go back.
Yeah. If it's a rental, you just damage it. It's only $8 insurance. You're good.
Yeah, that's all. There was a little blood on the front end, but that's okay.
Right. Let's deduct that.
Wait.
Yeah.
You actually, that's how you got them to scatter?
20 people.
Yes.
Hit the gas.
I just hit the gas.
Good move.
Oh.
Good move. Not your car.
So, hey, it's either, no, you're right. It's either them or me, and it ain't going to be me.
Yeah, trust me. If you got out of the car, you'd have been pulp.
Yeah,
you think?
Yeah.
You think if you got out, they would just take the car, you'd be like, watch, wallet.
Oh, yeah, then we'd be stranded. Yeah. Who knows what they'd do to us.
Yes, no.
You know.
Hitting the gas is the best move. Yeah, just go.
Yeah.
Just go.
Hit the gas.
Just go.
And do you actually have people?
The crack, you
end up
win.
You end up with people on the hood of your car?
Oh, no. Once they bounced off, they ran.
See? See? Happy ending.
An hour ago, we had Shovel Man on.
Right.
This is a great day.
Right. Now it's cars.
Vigilante justice.
Take it back.
We had to go through the car wash after that, but it was all right.
Get that one guy off the top.
All right.
No!
Thank you, Scott. All right.
All right, brothers. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. All right. Where's the most dangerous place you've been? Patrick and Tallinn.
About 30-some years ago, 17, 18 years old, buddies of ours decided to go down to New York City to pick up fake IDs. We got lost, got off the highway, middle of the night, car on fire, people sitting around barrels. The police station we drove by had bars on the outside to keep people out.
Oh.
We locked our doors, got the hell out of there. We had no idea where we were, but it was not a neighborhood that you would want to stop in.
Yeah, Warriors come out to play.
That's what it sounds like.
Warriors.
From Escape from New York or
RoboCop.
Post-apocalyptic. Holy crap.
Damn. Yeah. We'd just be kind of seedy for a while.
When you see a car burning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a police car.
Yeah. And the police station has bars on the windows to keep people from getting in.
Yeah. Right. We're not coming out there.
Well, that was our perception. I'm like, why does the police station have bars on it?
Because
let's get the hell out of here.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. The trash cans with fire and people were warming their hands over them.
Maybe they were filming I Am the Warrior. What was that song?
Video?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the scandal?
Thank you, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you rolled into a video being recorded, a video set.
Right. Yeah. Boy, Joey's like, where are you going?
Yeah, thank you. Sarah in Stanford.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Most dangerous place I've ever been. I was 25 years old. I was working in Washington, D.C., and I got caught in between Senator Chuck Schumer and the closest TV camera.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I'll mow you right down for that.
Yeah.
Camera!
Politician, camera.
Right. Had a shoe printed on my forehead.
Get out of the way.
Oh, yes.
Right. I don't see you. Nice.
I have to tell you, you know what? You just brought a flashback. I just got a flashback of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
We had left D.C., remember?
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's, you know, the power hub of the planet, all of these buildings and how they're made, and they're just made to last hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And you drive out of this neighborhood where there's like just billions of dollars flowing in in lobbying money and all this, and you drive around a corner.
You see where it ends.
And all of a sudden, you're in, with that guy was describing, the cars burning and there's barrels and people warming their hands.
The shelter's made out of like wood and tarps.
Yeah, there are people like on a street corner looking at you like, hey,
yep,
we can eat those people.
We
like
could.
They were really bad.
Right.
This was a bad neighborhood.
Yep.
This is the worst neighborhood.
Yes, it was.
I'd ever seen in my life.
Yep.
It was the middle of the day and I was essing my pants.
Yep. Very scary.
AJ's driving and we're going through the neighborhood and some guy on a wheelchair is rolling. And you can tell he's like a homeless guy.
Yep.
He's on a wheelchair. And the back wheel of his wheelchair goes off the curb. And it's one of these, you know, big, giant stone curbs.
Yeah, the old-fashioned ones.
It wasn't like an 8-inch curb. It was a big one.
No, it was
the wheelchair flips.
It was a drop, yeah.
And he goes into he just falls and he goes into the street. I'm like, AJ, stop. We got to help this guy get up. He's like, no effing way.
You want to die? I'm sure someone took care of him.
He's like, no effing way.
Yep. Sorry. Sorry. We're also in a brand new truck.
Yeah, your truck.
In suits.
Right.
Not a good idea. You're welcome.
And then you ran him over.
You're welcome. If I had to, I would have.
Home of the world's most intimidating crippled people.
You had a good life. He had a good life.
Brand new truck.
Yep. Which we had to go get.
Yeah, because we were interviewing the vice president, and then the Secret Service came, and you didn't have a pass in your truck, and they took your truck, put it up on another truck, and they just took it.
And they took it to the nastiest place with the meanest person there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you get your truck back,
yep.
We get in, and we drive through this neighborhood. This guy falls over.
No, we're out of there.
AJ, you got to stop. We got to help him. Nope.
No effing way.
No effing way.
I'm right. I'll say it again. Yep. No effing way.
Yeah, about two states later, we're goofing on you about this, and you're saying, nah, that guy, never.
Never.
Never. And nope. Then a rock came up and hit your windshield.
A bolt came up, a tow truck. Boof, yeah. Smash my windshield, yeah. No karma. You know what? We're all on the side of milk containers. Have you seen me? Which one's better, my windshield or us dead?
I wanted to get out and help that guy. But when you said no effing way, I was like,
Yeah. No one argued.
It could have been a trick. It could have been like a scam.
No one.
Right.
No one.
You get out of the car to help him, and then they take your...
No one insisted. Like, no, we're cool with that.
Most dangerous place you've been. Big Chris.
Hey, I was about 21 years old. I go down to Father Panic Village down in Bridgeport. I don't know if you guys heard that.
That was a dangerous place.
Yeah, I heard of it, yes. Before my time.
A lot of people live in very difficult lives in that place. And there was drugs and guns and everything you can imagine.
That was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we're at a picnic, and this guy comes by. There's a lot of limbless people down there, which scared me.
You're at a picnic where? Where did you, if you picnicked anywhere near there, this is all your fault.
On the hood of a car? What? I was eating a sandwich.
So, I got invited by family down there, so, we're very welcome. So in the basketball court, this guy gets into a fight with somebody, and I swear, I've never seen this before in my life. So he gets stabbed. Everybody's trying to help him. They called 911.
Oh,
I don't know if you're on the Bridgeport. The ambulance will not respond on site until police get there. So
the guy's
sitting there. And so they start to run in to help him. And the people who attacked him tried to attack the ambulance people. I was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Right? That's a whole.
I'm so out of here.
Yeah, when they say, can you roll to a better place?
Yeah.
I'm down here with family. I love you guys. I'm heading back to Portland, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We got to go.
I'm scared of 20 people.
Look,
that's
man,
crazy.
Pick better places for picnics.
Yeah. A nice park.
We're having a picnic.
Right.
Oh, where are we going?
Right.
Father Panic Village.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Should I bring chicken salad?
Bring a knife.
Yeah.
Saboon Park is really lovely this time of year.
You bring field dressings.
Oh, my God. When that was standing, there was no one in the state, no one who didn't know that that was dangerous.
Yes.
Panic's in the name.
Panic, yes.
The cops wouldn't go in there.
Right. On your own. See ya. You've told me.
It'd be like,
car 12, we got a robbery in progress, Father Panic Village. No effing way.
That means a cop.
Be AJ over the mic.
Right.
No effing way.
No effing way.
No effing way.
Nope. I'm going to lunch.
Nope.
Lunch.
Nope, nope. No, no, no.
I need coffee.
Nope.
I gotta pay.
Yeah.
And what is it called? Father Panic Village?
Panic Village. Yeah, from what I understand. Yeah. Before my time, but I heard.
Yeah, they tore it down before you got here.
Yeah, I heard of it.
Sounds like the home of child abuse.
Yep. Oh, it was the home of all bad things.
Yes. The hub, if you will.
We had a parody song. It was to Margaritaville. It was Father Panicville.
Nice.
It was, I don't think I could play it today.
Okay.
But it was funny back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Joe the Barber.
Good morning, guys. I think the scariest place I've ever been was a wedding chapel.
You do realize why people don't like you, right? I mean, you at least acknowledge that. Like, you get it when people are like, yeah. Heather, New Milford.
Okay, I got another Bridgeport story. Late 80s.
And I just want to say for the record, Bridgeport's a much better place
much
now.
Much better.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, than the late 80s sure is. I took the train up to go hang out with my cousins. We were all, I was in college. My cousins were in high school. His parents were in Bermuda. So they decided to have a party. I was the only one with a fake ID. So we all decided to, it would be a really good idea to go get in their parents' Volvo and go to Bridgeport and buy booze.
In a Volvo.
In a Volvo in Bridgeport. So you have these three suburban kids all driving.
Yep.
All driving into Bridgeport. And I mean, like the one guy said about like the burned out cars and like bullet holes and things. I mean, it was like that. And it was two, it was me and my cousin who was a guy and his friend. They sent me out of the car into this liquor store, like with the bars on the window.
It was your ID.
Bullet holes. Yeah, because I was the only one with that ID.
Off you go.
Everybody's looking at me. So I'm going in there and I'm buying like all this booze. And the guy's like, you're like the third one we had in here today. Like a kid buying booze. So I guess it was like a thing.
That was the place to go.
Yeah.
That we all knew the places you can go.
Right.
Where, they won't even ask you for an ID.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the scariest thing ever. Oh, my God.
And then you drove.
So we got
Volvo
out of there. Yeah. Exactly.
You made it out.
You did. You're still alive telltale.
Yep. We're talking about the most dangerous place you've ever been. Al in the shed.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I used to live in Father Panicville Village when I was a kid.
Wow.
Really?
It reminds me of the lady next door, the next building. I think she hated kids.
Right.
And there was like five of us. She used to patrol her building with one of those handheld axes. If you go near the building or around there,
a hatchet?
Wow. Yeah,
a hatchet? Did she walk around with a hatchet?
Did she get razor candy by any chance?
That reminded me of that, yeah. I forgot all about that crazy lady, a little Italian lady.
Oh.
Yeah, she hated kids. But anyway, yeah, we lived there for a long time.
It depends. Were you doing Christmas carols by our house by any chance?
Wait, what's happening here?
He's doing Christmas carols. She has an axe.
Oh.
Because you can't take his voice.
She's probably dead now, huh?
You better hope so.
Yeah. Anyway,
we're in prison. She would patrol the hallways of the apartment building with a hatchet.
Yeah, the one next door to ours.
Right.
Yeah. Even if you go out front too close by the door, she hears it. She comes down and chases you away.
With a hatchet.
She's there like no kids. I don't know. I think that could have been it.
This explains so much.
Or you kids were delicious.
There were five of us at the time.
Yep. There was four. There was three. There was two. And there was one. You survived.
Anyway, hi, Ruth.
Hi.
See you guys.
She's made kid meatballs.
I guess that would be Ruth's story, most dangerous place.
Yes.
Visiting the shed.
I said, Ruth, you was called in.
When she stepped in the shed and Al was standing behind her.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Still doesn't seem real.
No.
Dear John has a call about Father Panic Village.
Yeah, Father Penn. Good morning again.
Morning.
Yeah, Father Penn, our shop used to be on Maple Street, which is, it runs right into Pembroke where Father Penn goes through. But that guy was talking about, those are all single-family homes in there now.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about now. We're talking about back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Back then it was a little different. But anyow.
A little different?
Night and day.
Oh, it's a lot different now. It really is.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s and 80s, they used to have the Jersey barriers and speed bumps going through that. It was like a mice maze.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I got a story for you about the worst place I've been to. That was up in Stanford, Hope Street Projects. I used to bail bond and bounty hunt.
Oh.
And I had to go pick somebody up there. So he was coming clean, and I handcuffed him, and his mother went nuts.
No.
And she tried to beat me with a phone, so I had a pistol whip her. And
they bring a phone.
Were you out of shovels?
They bring a phone. You bring a gun.
I've never laughed so hard at violence all day today. Shovel to the head.
Right. Phone. Pistol whip.
Pistol whip. Oh. Mamas.
Driving people over.
Right.
Anyway, the cops. I had the neighbor call the cops. Anyway, she got arrested. I got escorted to Stanford PD, but when the Stanford cops came, you had to go up a flight of stairs, and there all the, you know, resident hobos and drunks were and drug addicts.
Right.
In the police station?
No. This is at the Hope Street Projects in Stanford.
Right. Oh.
And by the time the cops got there, so this big, chiseled black cop comes in. He walks up to me, and I swear this is a quote. He goes, "My man, I'm black. I won't even come in here alone."
All right.
That's how bad it was.
He was trying to tell you, you don't belong here.
Right.
Yeah, well, I did. I had $35,000 riding on that.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason he was getting 35 grand.
But you should have looked at the cop and said, "Hey, I pistol whip mamas if I have
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
For $35,000, I'll pistol whip your mama."
Exactly. $35,000. That's $35,000 back then. Yeah.
I'm a pistol whipping mama mother effer.
Yep. On Wounded Wednesday.
Oh, my God. You pistol whipped a mother.
Yes, I did. Pistol whipped him.
Well, she was armed with a phone.
Yeah, that's...
She tried to beat me with a phone.
Right.
Yeah, well, don't bring a phone to a pistol whipping fight.
Mom was a payphone.
Yeah, that's the thing. It turned on her fast. She was like, "You're not arresting my son.
Right.
I'll hit you with this phone."
And you say, "Sam, taking him."
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Well,
all right.
Anyway.
Dear John, thank you. All right.
Thank you.
My mother used to beat me with a wooden cook spoon. I mean... If only I had options.
If you had a pistol,
right.
Yeah, she would have never hit you with that spoon.
You should choose your weapon, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, John doesn't really count because he signed up to be a bounty hunter.
Right.
You're signing up to walk into danger.
Exactly, yes.
We're talking about, like, the rest of us.
The rest of
just
slums.
Found ourselves in Guilford.
Whoopsie.
And said, "This seems dangerous."
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Bob in Bethlehem.
Hey, guys. Hey, back in the 90s, once again, I was in Mexico City, and I took a cab because it was real dangerous. And you know those guys that, you know, they put lighter fluid in the mouth and they blow fire?
Yeah.
Well, we stopped,
we
and
all
the
know
cab
them.
Was locked.
No, and we've done that.
Yeah,
fire.
Fire with his breath.
Yes.
And then the driver got mad and jumped out, and I'm sitting in this cab, and it's on fire. And so I said, I better get out. So I run across the street, and I see the driver get out of the cab, beat the heck out of this guy, take his wallet, and then throws dirt on the cab, and then motions me back into the cab, and we go on our way.
It's okay now. Okay now.
Yeah.
I got a carnitas.
Exactly.
You don't need the accent.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay now. I got the carnitas.
That's right. You have to do it in English now.
Okay.
I say so.
So
I have the carnitas.
Politically correct police don't come in and swoop in and grab
right,
you.
Right. Grab my carnitas.
Beat the soles of your feet.
Right.
Punch you in the eye.
I pay for that.
And then you could blame a picnic table.
I pay for that.
All right. Thank you. That's bananas.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, come on. It's fine. Get back in.
Yeah.
do I stay here?
No, you go with him.
Or, yeah.
He took care of
this. I'm getting in the car.
This is the guy you want.
You can manage danger.
Exactly.
Sean and Danbury.
Hey, Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Hello.
I was 16 years old. I was with my father and my uncle at Camp Lejeune. We were getting live fired at.
Wow.
Getting what?
Live fired?
Getting live fired.
Live fire.
50 calibers, A1A Abram tanks shooting at my uncle's car.
Why?
Why? Did you drive into the wrong area?
No, my uncle was showing us the shooting range and he pulls in.
Whoops.
He showed you the wrong end,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think he pulled in the wrong
end. Yeah.
This is not the observing point.
They're, you know, the guys up range are like, man, these targets are getting more realistic.
Wow, that was a scared kid.
And they were coming at us.
I'm a fast car.
Holy crap.
Not an Oldsmobile station wagon.
Gotcha. Nice big target.
Well, did everyone make it out alive?
Was. Oh, yeah. My uncle was in the Marine Corps 22 years.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
He knew what to do.
Oh, he was giving you a tour?
He knew what to do.
He's like,
we were taking a tour. My uncle was a gunnery sergeant.
Oh.
So he
Badass.
Was showing us all the different places. Yeah,
showing you every part
every
of the...
Every aspect. This is where the bullets go.
Yeah, let's go downrange now.
Right. Yes.
I feel like you told that story.
I go to him. I was like, come on, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
It's one more round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two more rounds.
Yep. Well, that's a badass when he knows exactly where the shells are going to be hitting and he brings it real close.
That's skill.
That's.
The shrapnel just grazes you.
Right. Right. Do you feel the wind of that one?
And then if you look to your left, there's a pistol whipping mama. I hate public beaches.
I'm not a big fan myself.
No.
I prefer like a pool or something like that or like some like secluded area of the beach. I'm going to go someplace.
Yeah, I like it nice and quiet.
Yeah.
When you get 15 people all crammed together.
Right.
In one 5x5 spot.
And there's like four different radios playing.
Right.
Yeah.
There's an inch between your blanket and someone else's blanket.
Right.
And then another inch between all the rotting seaweed on West Haven Beach.
Kids running and screaming.
Yep. Elderly people complaining, I got it.
There's nothing relaxing about it.
No, that's the whole point of going to the beach, to relax.
It should be like a nightclub.
Right.
300 in, right. And that's it. Yeah, now we form a line.
Velvet rope.
And when someone leaves, you can come in.
Yeah. Wasn't there a time during COVID that was sectioning off parts of the beach? Like
you had to be, so many feet apart or whatever.
Yeah. So try that.
That wasn't a horrible idea.
It wasn't.
Yeah, so good luck.
Yep.
And then we learned through these conversations that there's a Facebook group called Stratford Ladies.
Yes.
And I thought, that sounds like it could be something seedy. It's not.
No, it's not, no. They're concerned people.
But you know, it'd be a better Facebook page. Stratford Beaches.
Nice. Stratford Beaches.
Stratford Beaches.
Right. About beaches.
It's beaches, not beaches.
Not what you're thinking. Right.
Stratford Beaches.
Stratford Beaches.
So apparently West Haven Beach is a dangerous place.
Yes.
Or a gas station.
Exactly.
Dangerous place.
Right.
It's bananas.
Ridiculous.
And for geese in this Connecticut town, it's very dangerous to go to this veterans park. Here's a story from Channel 3.
Bristol has a geese problem. They've made a beautiful park their home, but the city is just one vote away from killing them. Animal advocates are
like
pushing
how they,
to...
Look at Ruth's face. Like, oh my God, what are they doing?
From killing them.
Yeah. Are you familiar, Ruth, with this?
No, this is the first I'm hearing of it.
No, but you know what geese do, right?
Right.
Canadian geese.
They live their lives, and they coexist with us.
Oh.
Right.
Oh,
you ever walked through a field that they coexisted? Yeah, all the coexisting, all of your shoes.
They're not very good at coexisting with people who want to enjoy a park.
Right.
Animal advocates are pushing to stop all of this. Channel 3's Dylan Fearon is live at Veterans Memorial Park with the details on this. Dylan.
Yeah, Irene, good afternoon. I mean, apparently this has been a problem for years. This is a fantastic park, but there are droppings all over the place. And people who come here often, especially veterans, who this park is for, are pretty upset about this and want something done. We do know that the mayor has told us that they've tried non-lethal efforts for the last several years to get these geese out of town, but nothing has really worked. And last month, the Parks Board voted to work with DEEP to find a solution. There's another meeting on...
This goes on, and we've heard enough of these to know kind of how this goes.
Yeah. Right?
So this park has been overrun by Canadian geese.
Yeah.
They've tried everything. They've spent a lot of money.
They put those fake, like, wolf, like, silhouettes.
They try that. They try sounds, right, like, right. High-pitched whistles, all these different things.
Yep, yep.
You could spray the grass. That becomes very expensive.
Yeah.
Then they don't like the grass. It has, a sour taste to it.
Right, right.
These geese just don't respect our men and women in the armed services.
They're like little Terminators. They have their eyes to stare. Like there's nothing going on there. They're just like
right. Very black eyes.
Very black eyes.
There's like no life
just
behind
very cold.
Them.
Like a doll's eyes.
Right. You're a shark when you attack you with those dead eyes.
And they do not like to share.
No.
If you go anywhere near them, they will chase you and hiss at you and peck at you.
Right.
But it's weird that we can get a person on the moon. We can, launch probes to Mars.
Right.
We can't figure out this goose problem.
No, we can't.
No.
It's an invasion.
It is really an invasion.
Yeah. Do you ever see them when they come in and swarm? I'm standing there one time. All of a sudden, I just saw all these shadows. What the hell is that? It was like 30 of them. They just came swarming in.
And they're dropping bombs.
Luckily, we weren't shooting. Oh, the humanity. Oh, my mouth's open.
Yeah. It is really the opposite of coexisting.
Yep.
Yeah. There's no peaceful coexisting.
Look, takeover.
I am Earth.
I am sky.
Wow.
When we kiss, Mother Nature turns to smile.
It's really not how it's going at these parks.
Yeah. Ground is pretty messy.
So this town, so Bristol wants to kill him.
Well,
there's a better word for that, though.
Euthanize.
Euthanize is a good word.
Right, they used to call C-U-L-L.
Eliminate.
Right, right, right. How about we redistribute?
Why don't we get Shovel Guy from Wallingford?
Bing, bang, boom. Yep.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Hey, you're squatting on my property. Bam, 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 boom.
That's right. They're right. Squatters.
They are. Right.
And they're destroying the land.
We need a squatter for the squatters.
That's always the solution, though. That's always what they come up with. Oh, let's just kill them. Let's just kill them.
Well, we could give them birth control, but it's kind of tough to give them the pills.
Yeah, we keep making more.
What would the other solutions be? They see water. They see grass.
Yeah.
They're like, we can raise a family here.
They can, yes. So what? Get rid of all the water and the grass.
They're just trying to live.
Right.
That's my point.
Just pave everything.
And, in Canada, they don't have a problem with Canadian geese.
No, because they come over here.
Because they eat them.
They do. And I'm sure... It's
pretty, but they fly over here. We're like, you can't touch them. National treasure. Protect them.
Right. And the king's going, that's very tasty.
Yeah.
They're tasty, eh? Especially with cheese.
All right. Tim in Plymouth, do you have a solution or a story?
Yes. I work at a cemetery, and geese are a huge problem.
Oh.
They make a mess.
Yeah.
So we've tried the goose guns. It's like a flare gun that shoots a whistling thing that explodes. They just fly to a different area.
Yeah.
So I saw somewhere a green laser pointer. So I ordered one off of Amazon. About 2 weeks later, they don't even come here anymore.
For green
they
laser?
They come in, they're gone.
What does it do?
Just green for some reason.
Huh.
You shine it on the ground by their feet. It works best if it's overcast. You shine it by their feet, and they freak out.
Really?
Why can't the geese hang out in the graveyard? What are they doing, grave robbing?
They're kind of pulling people's graves.
People are walking through their droppings. During a funeral, and... So,
I wonder why green laser.
They make a mess. I don't know why green works. Red doesn't, but the green works awesome.
Interesting. Huh. But you'd have to be out there. That's a lot of hours scaring them all off.
Yeah, but who loves? I love laser pointers.
Not really. You stop, you know, the laser will go a quarter mile away, just shining at their feet, and they're gone.
Yeah, it's don't do when they're in the air. Otherwise, you hit an airplane, you get arrested.
Yeah.
Wow, green laser. Well,
I'm not sure why, but it works.
Okay.
I saw a video on it, so I decided to try it.
Tell Bristol about it.
But where they went to Bristol, that's where they went. They left your graveyard.
Yeah, probably.
And they went to Bristol.
Well, then.
They can have them.
Yeah, it's.
I don't have to deal with them.
You know, if you have vegetation around your pond where they can't walk through safely with their
youngins, yeah,
they won't nest there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They need access to the water. They need to get in and out of the water safely,
right,
without predators. Hiding and lurking.
I have an aunt like that.
Sky and Shelton.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
I just wanted to, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to comment on the geese problem.
Yes.
Your previous caller with the green laser is 100% right. Because I help maintain a local cemetery here in Shelton, and that works great. But I just wanted to say, I know Ruth doesn't like the killing of the geese, but one of the local country clubs, Raceport Country Club, the head greenskeeper, they bought a beautiful yellow lab to chase the geese, and the lab jumped into the... The lab jumped into the pond chasing after the geese, and 40 geese got around the dog, and the greenskeeper couldn't save the dog. They drowned it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So every week, a goose eats its body weight in grass.
Wow.
So if you have a 20-pound goose, you know, that's why their nickname is the Poopy Eagles. I'll be polite on the radio because all they do is eat and poop wherever they go. So they're nasty.
Mm, it's kind of like
friend
guys.
Friends of mine.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow, I feel bad for
that
dog.
Man, they're very aggressive.
Yeah.
So, get me the green laser.
Green lasers.
Like a superhero.
Can you Google that?
Green lasers work very good.
We got to call Bristol.
I've got a YouTube here of it. It's not compelling audio, but there's some audio. But yeah, the guy's waving a green laser pointer at a herd of, looks like I'm going to estimate a couple dozen geese on his yard. And it's sure enough, it's scaring them away. He's pushing them straight over to his neighbor's yard. But I guess that's their problem now.
Wow.
Right.
Well, you know.
That's one of the problems the state will have to figure out because, you know, everyone gets green lasers. We just scare them from one place to another.
Right.
Yeah. It's just shuffling the deck around.
We're not helping.
We make them just go towards, like, New Hampshire.
So do you have audio or no? Do we want to hear this or we
kind of
got the gist?
It's short, but the...
No, we got the gist.
Yeah. Seriously, what is it about my yard?
Then he's pointing down. He's now he's turning the light on. And it's going over to the flock.
Now we need that pistol whipping mama guy to just come out of nowhere and start pistol whipping.
What you doing on my property?
Then Shovel Man shows up.
Shovel Man and pistol whipping guy.
And the green laser.
They show up in a car.
We're making our own superhero force over here.
Yeah, we've got our own
mama.
Right.
Shovel Man and the green laser.
Yeah, we have a super friends.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.